What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Unfortunately, too many liberals have been duped into thinking that the only way to resist Trump is to get enrolled in the imperatives of people with bad agendas and with agendas that are failed. They lost in 2016.
Right.
So Ukrainegate, you have Trump briefly putting a hold on some what's called security assistance to Ukraine. In reality, it's money to buy U.S. weapons. And those U.S. weapons have helped fuel a proxy war in Ukraine with Russia, and Trump putting a brief pause on that aid threatened that. It's true, again, as I said before, that what Trump said to the Ukrainian President Zelensky, it's an abuse of power. And I think it's fair to hold him to account for that. But I don't think we're having an impeachment scandal because of the severity of what Trump did. I think we're having an impeachment scandal because Democrats are so committed to the imperatives of the national security state. So that when intelligence officials freak out that their proxy war in Ukraine might be impeded, all of a sudden it becomes the dominant thing. Overlooked in all this, in this narrative, and it's so obvious, which is that the whole reason there is this quote unquote security assistance to Ukraine to begin with is because Trump came into office and reversed Obama's decision not to send those weapons. Because Obama, after heading an administration that basically started the proxy war in Ukraine with Russia with the Maidan crisis in 2013, 2014. He actually then resisted heavy bipartisan pressure to send that lethal aid to Ukraine because, as aides recounted, he didn't want to further inflame the war. He didn't want to cause more bloodshed. So the reason we have this impeachment scandal is because Trump comes into office and now all of a sudden he's accused of being a Russian agent. So I think partly as a way to help sort of dispel that, he reversed Obama. Decision and he approved the aid. So Democrats right now are enrolled in opposing Trump for briefly pursuing the same policy that Obama did. You know, if you listen to the opening statements, it's all this crazy Cold War jargon that belongs in like the 1980s. It's all about how Ukraine is on the front line of our fight against Russia.
Ukraine is on the front line in the conflict with a newly aggressive Russia. Even as we sit here today, the Russians are attacking Ukrainian soldiers in their own country.
It's pivotal to our national security.
You and Congress have provided over $1.6 billion in military assistance to Ukraine. It provides ambulances, night vision devices, communications equipment, counter-battery radar, Navy ships, and finally, weapons. This security assistance demonstrates our commitment to resist aggression and defend freedom.
Nobody explains how possibly sending weapons to Ukraine helps protect the security of the U.S. If anything, it makes the entire world more dangerous because it intensifies tensions with nuclear-armed Russia.
I was serving outside of government and joined two other former ambassadors to Ukraine in urging the Obama administration officials to provide lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine. I was pleased when the Trump administration provided Javelin anti-tank missiles.
And of course, it treats Ukraine and Russia like pawns. And all the people who have already died in this pointless war actually stand to die more if we send more weapons to Ukraine.
Right. Obama was, quote unquote, softer on Putin or more supportive of Putin, harder on his enemies than Trump is in some ways, because he deprived Ukrainians of these weapons.
It's unquestionable that on this issue and pretty much almost every single other important issue when it comes to U.S.-Russia relations, Trump has been extremely more hawkish and dangerous. And the sad irony is that no matter what he does to be a hawk, it's not good enough right. for Democrats. And the thrust of their opposition is to encourage him to be right. more hawkish. So already Trump has pulled out of a vital nuclear arms treaty, the INF, which put limits on a whole category of nuclear weapons. It was critical. And now he's talking about not renewing another nuclear arms treaty, actually one that Obama extended, the New START, which is the last remaining safeguard and restriction on the nuclear stockpiles of the U.S. and Russia. And there's no resistance right. to that at all. And if anything, this Democratic, the mindset that they've adopted encourages Trump to be more hawkish. And you can go through a million examples. Trump is trying to overthrow Russia's key ally in Latin America, Venezuela. Trump is trying to pressure Germany to stop the construction of a gas pipeline that Russia really wants. Trump's
such an environmentalist, I think.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, Trump wants to ship Trump's alternative, and he's so. It's such a crazy proposal, but it speaks to how brazen he is. He wants Germany instead to buy liquefied natural gas from the U.S. that the U.S. would have to ship across the ocean instead of just receiving it from Russia in a pipeline. But Trump is so doggedly against this that he's threatened even sanctions on the pipeline if Germany goes through with it. So, and there's a million examples. You know, all of this gets ignored. And whenever Trump says a nice thing about Vladimir Putin, you have this like day-long right. bipartisan freakout on cable news and on Twitter. And you have even that parroted in progressive media. It's on the progressive side. I get where it comes from. Like it fundamentally. People are afraid of Trump and they're presented with this is the way to oppose him and this is the way that he's going to go down. But it's dangerous for the world and it's dangerous politically because it's just, you know, how is any of this going to fly? Are people watching this? Are people watching this in the swing states and sharing in the outrage of MSNBC hosts and these crazy hawks?
To hear the full Patreon-only episode, go to patreon.com/TheKatieHalperShow. Again, that's patreon.com/TheKatieHalperShow.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.